Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen and a phone call from Dr. Phil. It's coming up next.
Hi, it's me. Rock and roll icon Chuck Berry. Everybody knows that me and my music are as American as hot dogs and apple pie. I love apple pie. And well, nobody loves hot dog more than me. Mmm, especially with lots of mustard. But not that nasty, cheap stadium mustard. No way. Chuck Berry likes that fancy-smelling French mustard. You know, that gray poupon mustard. So, when Bob and Tom Fragrances asked me to come up with a Chuck Berry rock and roll tribute perfume for the ladies, I created a scent that reminded me of my favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
I call it Poupon Chuck Berry.
Poupon Chuck Berry from Bob and Tom Fragrances, the same people who brought you Chanel No. 2. It comes from down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, and there's nothing like it.
Poupon Chuck Berry. Ladies, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I know I sure do.
Look for Poupon Chuck Berry in the bright yellow plastic squeeze bottle and squirt some all over your lady today.
Mm, yeah, that's the stuff.
Chuck, will you give me a kiss?
Oh, I can't kiss you, baby. Oh. You smell like mustard. Now go wash yourself off.
Oh.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see. We've got Jessica, check. Allie, once again, world traveler. We just talked with Nikki Glaser. She was somewhere with the Cayman Islands.
That's right.
Yep, that's what she said.
So you ladies are traveling.
Nice.
Well, she hasn't left her room yet. She prefers just staying inside, frankly.
Oh.
Yeah, so what would you be doing?
We should switch places then.
Oh, you'd like to be there?
Oh, my God, yeah. I would be outside all day, definitely. Cayman Islands?
Yeah, she doesn't like going to the beach, Allie.
That's insane.
Well, especially the Cayman Islands. All those lizards are everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
The little lizards, the
so
Caymans.
So many.
The little lizards
so
are called Caymans.
Aren't they?
Did you do your vocabulary for today and you don't know what a Cayman is?
A Cayman's like a little alligator.
Yes, yeah. That's why I said. That's what I get. That's what I get for adding. That's what I get for trying to add. That's what I get.
Okay. So now, a big controversy after last week's show, Allie.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, that picture story. That was that letter really caused a stir.
That one caused more of a stir than guy who wasn't there some.
A crime spree across the country
involved in something?
What? The ragu.
Oh, the ragu, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Now, what was that?
Yeah.
A girl was potentially going to put something in the pasta sauce.
Oh, that's
that.
Yeah,
magic, right?
The voodoo guy
I would have thought that would have gotten more of a response.
She was going to self-marinate, if you will, some meat she was going to serve him.
But I think that's so ridiculous that people were like, wait. But the D-picks, that happens all the time.
Yeah, now refresh my memory on the story of the photographs in the world of sexting. What was that again?
It was a girl who had her phone. She was going through pictures with her boyfriend trying to find a picture, and there was a D-pic right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
She said it was a friend who sent it to her because they thought it was funny.
Not a male friend.
Oh, so one of her female
girlfriend.
Friends.
Yeah, like, yes.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not a guy sending it to her. It's one of her friends.
One of her female friends said, look at this picture this guy sent me.
That's fine.
Of course.
I could care less.
Fine.
That's fine.
But she kept it.
So?
Because they sent it to each other as a joke back and forth.
Yes, that's fine. I thought it was a guy sending her pictures.
No.
I take back everything.
It's like what people used to do with fruitcakes.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well,
you made me sound insane.
No.
No, you did that.
Very, very controversial.
Yeah, I do that a lot, actually. Yeah.
Do guys send each other boot photographs picks? That they get?
No. If you I get pics, I honor the sanctity of that transaction by not sharing it with friends.
What if it's from a stranger?
I still don't. Okay. I still don't. Okay. No.
It is way less likely that a female just sends an unsolicited picture than a guy. I've never heard of that happening.
Oh, it does happen.
Oh, yeah.
But
I got to an answer a little too fast.
Yeah. So did Josh.
That was a little too much. Well, these letters are often very controversial. And
yeah.
The world of sexting, very real.
I
don't participate. But Josh, you've apparently had some experience with this.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm a man of a certain age, meaning 42. Mm-hmm. The camera phone's been around for what? 10, 12, 15 years?
I thought you were on 42. The camera is especially harsh to a man my age.
Isn't just right at my age?
No, aren't my hottest years still kind of ahead of me?
Sure.
Like, Heck yeah.
Like 43 to 51 or whatever?
You need to get like round glasses and a
oh, dude.
And a educating, knowing glaze.
Oh, I dropped 60 pounds. I'm unstoppable.
Let's get you some sort of tortoise shell glasses frame. Yeah. Yeah, man, you're going to be sexy, distinguished Gray Arnold.
He's already sexy.
Talk about philosophy all the time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is sexy. I'm just saying we got something to look forward to is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People you should start wearing a bow tie.
Yeah. Mm.
What would have happened? Back to the situation. So this woman has on her phone another man's male member in a photograph. The guy should have said, oh, wow, you know Fred, too?
That would have been funny.
I did get responses to that that said if they get sent in WhatsApp, sometimes it goes right into your film roll. So she might not have even saved it and realized it.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah,
that is true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a good story. I haven't lied like that in a long time.
Well, Allie Breed is our guest. Allie is a New York City-based comedian that every time she calls, she's in a different place, Los Angeles, Miami, Atlanta, what have you. Do you have any letters today?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, a special Monday edition. I like it.
Exactly. Here we go. Okay. Dear Allie, I started doing voyeuristic stuff with my boyfriend, and now that's the only... Oh, this is weird. The gender switch with my boyfriend, and that's the only way she gets off. I'm all for some excitement once in a while, but if it's all the time, we're A, going to get caught, and B, not good that regular sex won't work anymore. What do I do?
Okay.
It's signed a female. So
they are, by voyeuristic
They're in public.
They're in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not being the voyeurs. Okay.
No, they're doing the act.
Okay.
That's a very specific sort
not
of
just
fetish,
watching.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, they're all specific.
Isn't it usually creepy if someone watches you? I don't get who gets aroused by
okay,
that.
In this case, they're aroused by the fact that they could get caught or they could be seen.
Maybe, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Right. If that's what you're into, does it matter that regular sex doesn't work?
Well, it sounds like one of them's more into it than the other.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess it kind of kills two birds. Hey, listen, since we're in the produce section, I need to get some baby kale.
You want to hand me that cucumber?
Yeah, you do want to get the baby kale. That way you don't have to massage it so much. You
know, sure. Wow, that's an odd and a peculiar thing to want to do.
If you're not that into it, but she is or he is, then go ahead and say, I don't know what pronouns they're going with, but go ahead and say, hey, I'm not that into it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. You a guys little can compromise. Figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
Maybe just do it up against the window of your apartment. Then
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Exactly. Keep the shade half open so you can compromise that way.
Yeah. Or you stay on inside the apartment, just open the door and your boyfriend can stay outside the apartment. And you're both getting what you want.
Right. And then order a pizza.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale.
Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Next letter, please. We're talking with Allie Breen. If you have something for Allie, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on all social media platforms. What do you got, Allie?
I guess what I'm saying is do it through the doggy door.
Yeah.
Boy, that takes some...
That's hot.
And that's the title of Pat's new album.
That's going to take some flexibility.
Yeah, it's going to be a big dog.
Okay, sorry. Next letter, Allie.
And the neighbors might complain. Dear Allie, I had a third date with a guy last week, and we ended up hooking up all night.
Yeah, you did.
In the morning, we went for one last round, and when I went downtown, he peed a little bit in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
All right. Show's over.
That's it.
Everybody else. Can't stay home. He can't stay here. Everybody, get out of here.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Don't go downtown.
We ran out of mouthwash.
Wait, did she think that the erect was because he was ready to go again? Because I thought that just meant if you wake up with a wood, you've got to go pee.
No.
So he probably held it.
No.
He's trying.
It's fair that you would think that, but that's not the case.
Oh.
Well, it could go either way, couldn't it? So she says, I jumped back in shock, and he said, oh, my God, that was a mistake. It just slipped out.
He should have taken his morning
before.
Bathroom session
and then,
before.
And then stop by a urologist's office.
Yeah, get his prostate checked.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No, yeah, maybe you're right, though. First thing...
Yeah. Wait, so you're saying this could actually be a mistake? I thought he was lying and he did it on purpose. He could actually have mistakenly let this happen?
Yeah, it could have been a mistake.
Yikes.
Oh. I think if he was going to do that on purpose, probably would have done a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Like halfway through the marathon session that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, boy.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, this is a first for me as well.
First.
Well, you've heard of that process, though, right? I mean,
well, I've heard of the process, but I didn't know.
You understand that that's a... dual function organ.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, every now and then we have to run water through it.
Guys typically do have some control, but she must have, she was doing her thing and he lost control. So, yeah, whoops.
It's a pretty big oops.
And it's customary to say whoops.
Our condolences, man. I guess it's really all we can say.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
Well, I guess we should know by the fact that guys can never get it in the toilet. Maybe there's other places they can't control it.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Oh, God.
You must have walked around the bathrooms in this building.
Yeah.
We have Allie Breen is our guest. We have, if you have a letter for Allie and a question, by all means, get it to her. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Allie, we have time for one more. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend runs super hot and cold, and I don't know what to do. She'll be really affectionate sometimes and then act like I'm her annoying little brother at other times.
Oh, sounds like what you've got there is a girlfriend.
Yes, sir.
It's called a relationship.
Wait a minute. That can work both ways, my friend.
Of course it does.
Exactly. Should I remind you guys it's International Women's Day?
Yes.
So I love her on the good days, but I'm starting to really hate her on the bad days. She won't even apologize, and she says I'm exaggerating when I bring it up. What should I do?
Stop doing that annoying thing that you're always doing.
You know,
that's right. It's his fault.
Allsman totally has a point here. I've always said, look, there's a chance that you're not listening to what's annoying her. So... but if that is the case, just go, hey, will you take it easy on me?
Maybe she's incredibly moody and nothing's going to change that.
That could be the case, too. Some people, their guys are moody, girls are moody.
And you should divorce her. Oh, I'm sorry. How long was I out?
Maybe get a hobby where you can get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For long periods of time.
That's helped every marriage. Honey, I'm taking up golfing.
Yeah.
Going ice fishing. Or golfing or fishing.
Yeah.
Or honey, I got a bass guitar.
Yeah.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Okay. Allie, we do have time for one more letter. What do you got?
Dear Allie, me and my wife are empty nesters, and she's gotten way more adventurous and kinky since the kids left.
Oh.
We've talked about doing a three-way, and she's willing to do it, but wants the devil's three-way first.
Oh.
She... She wants it to be someone we meet on vacation or a bar, no friends. I can't see myself doing it, but should I go for it as we already have a willing female who I think is really hot?
Oh. I'm no expert in this area.
A letter to Penthouse?
This letter belongs in the Library to Congress.
I think it needs to be from all appearances of more of a business transaction.
Yes.
And you actually bringing in real feelings to this thing, like using things like hot and prettier than you and stuff like that. that's not gonna help you.
Oh man. Okay. So he's essentially saying, look, if I want to get the three-way that I want, I have to give her the three-way she wants.
Yep.
By the way, it's only the happening. Devil's three-way to the guy. The women call it heaven's three-way. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't see a great result coming.
Yeah, either do I.
Stick with strangers, though. I think if you bring in someone you know, absolutely. This is so awkward. Later.
Chick's right. Yeah. This should be a business transaction.
Yeah, that where
right?
The awkward disease talk.
Kidnap a
doesn't
drifter.
Come up at the next cocktail party.
Yes.
Pick up somebody on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. You must really want that three-way if you're willing to do things.
Yeah, well, you may well, you know, the kids are all gone, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Maybe convert the bedrooms to maybe a sewing room and a hobby room.
Gym
and
or something.
Stop with the sex altogether. That's what that might
Oh, there you go.
Allie, it's always a great pleasure talking to you. Once again, it's Allibreen. And send Allie your troubles, and we'll try to help. I'm not sure how helpful we were today.
Very
reasonable. You think so? Okay, good. Thank you.
These people are insane. Why are they?
No, they're not. They're just going through some things.
Okay. Can you grab that, please?
I will. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Let's do it. Hey, Bob and Tommy. It's your good friend, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Doc.
Have you read my books?
No.
No.
Have you seen my tape?
Would never watch
them. I've got books on tape, too, and taped up books you can book on tape. I mean, hey, just because you've got a hammer in your toolbox doesn't mean we need to weigh a pound, cake. You see where I'm going with this?
No, not at all.
Folksy.
Okay, I heard you talking last week about that T-bit hack, Dr. Oz, claiming he saved a man's life.
Yes, Dr. Oz saved a guy's life at
Newark Airport. Yeah.
Oh, so now he thinks he's big stuff, got his own TV show, too. Okay, you know, watching his show is like going to a donkey barbecue, and he's the one who brought the covered dish of twice baked ass, okay?
What?
You see where I'm going with this?
Not at all.
You picking up what I'm laying down?
No.
It's like he's fishing at the pay lake, but the only thing he's hooked is his own stink bait. No. I mean, hey, there wouldn't even be a Dr. Oz if there wasn't a Dr. Phil first, okay? I mean, he's a Lonnie Anderson to my Burt Reynolds, and I'm the Hall to his oats.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or no can do. I mean, hey, don't do, did. I don't know why everyone's so hopped up on Dr. Oz. He doesn't have any old Texas folksy wisdom like this old cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly doesn't have a wife that comes out and jams her talons in his hand as they walk off set at the end of every show.
All right.
When's the last time someone on his show told everyone in the audience, cash her outside, okay?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.